Good evening, Abba Isai. Good evening, good evening. We are continuing with halachas of Havdalah. We're on top of page 146, Siman Reish Tzadi Ches, up to Sif Hei. And we're learning the following halacha tonight, which is Sif Hei. In Mevarchin al Aneir, Shloi Shavas Melechez Aveir. Interesting concept. The fire that you're using, the candle that you're using for the Havdalah, has to be a fire which the following term applies, Shloish Shavas Memeleches Aveiro, which the Mishneh Berurah explains in Sif Kotten Tezvav, Shloish Shavas Hainu Shehudlok Be'isur B'Shabbos, V'afilu Rak B'Vein HaShmoshes. If the fire was lit Be'isur, meaning somebody did an Issur to it in order to create that fire, it was made on Shabbos, this particular fire, you're not allowed to use it on Motzei Shabbos for the Havdalah. He needs to be a fire sheshavas, which rested Melech Zaveiro from any potential Averas. He has to be an unblemished fire which wasn't created through Issa. If it was created through Issa, you're not allowed to use it for the Havdalah. So much so that Mishneh Berurah in Sif Kotten Yudalad, the early one says, if you did use a fire which was created by Issa, then you wouldn't be Yotze Bet Yeved, and the Baruch would be Baruch HaVatol. You're not allowed to use a fire which was created by Issa. La'afuke, Shulchan Aruch continues second line, to exclude Ur Shehudlok Lechaya Velochoyla. If a fire was made for the benefit of a chaya, a lady who was about to give birth, so if the fire was made for a chaya, for a lady who was just about to give birth, for a chayla or for an ill person who needed a fire as well, whether for the warmth or for the light, it was made on Shabbos for a chaya or chayla, shekeven shaloi hudlak, Le'aveiro, since this was done for permitted purpose, a chayo chol was permitted, therefore, mevachnalov, it's not considered an issa. It was done beheta. He was done with permission to light a fire for a chayo or a chol. It was done chol, it was done beheta, and therefore this came, although it was lit on Shabbos, you're not to use it for Havdalah. Mishneh Berurah explains that this would be talking about if a goy lit it, we're allowed to ask a goy to light a fire for a choyl, for an ill person, or for a lady about to give birth. So it's talking about if it's done by a goy. Now, if it would be a sakonic case, then it would be fine even if it's a yid, but that's not what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. Pardon? Hekka mitzvah? Ah, good question. Good question. Very good question. Rabbi Feingold asked that we learned yesterday that it needs to be lit hekka mitzvah. What Shulchan Aruch are you referring to? You're talking about the case that if it was light anyway in the room. Mishum Hekka Mitzvah, Sif Kotten Vav. Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, it's a good question. I have to. Okay, it's very, very Hekka Mitzvah. Very good question, Hekka Mitzvah. Okay, we continue. Shulchan Aruch continues. Avalim idliku ein Yehudi b'Shabbos. If it was lit by a goy lit a candle on Shabbos, kevin shem adliku Yisrael yo'iva lo Shabbos melech zaveiro mikri. If a goy lights a candle on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use that light on Motzei Shabbos for Havdalah. Again, the exception being for an ill person, for instance. Mishneh Berurah in Sif Kotten Yud Tes adds as well that if it was done by a goy, you have to. It's not only if it was lit on Shabbos, that it's a problem. Shmuel he adds, even if the goy lit on Motzei Shabbos, you still have got a problem. And Yutasi explains, if a goy lit on Motzei Shabbos, you can't use it. That it may have potentially been lit for Avodas Gechovim. So Abayi said, it's two halachas. If a goy light on Shabbos, you've got a problem because it's not considered Shabbos Melaches Issa. But besides that, so that's anyway a problem. But besides that, even if it doesn't Motzei Shabbos, there's an additional problem as well. Because if a goy lights a candle on Motzei Shabbos, and you're getting over here a candle which is lit by a goy, you have to assume that maybe he lit this for a religious ceremony, for a goyish religious ceremony. And therefore you can't use it as it is. So even if a goy lights a candle, brings you a lit candle on Motzei Shabbos, you can't use it, even if you know for a fact that it was lit on Motzei Shabbos. But if it's lit on Shabbos, that's also a problem as well. Now, continues the Shulchan Aruch. Ve'en mevarchin al ur shel avodes gilulim. Yeah, and you're not allowed to light a candle which was lit for avodes gichovim. Sivav. Eini Yehudi shehidlik b'motzei Shabbos. Meisrael. We're talking about the following case now. A goy, we're talking about a second generation kind of light. Meaning, eini Yehudi shehidlik b'motzei Shabbos meisrael, or Yisrael me'en Yehudi mevarchin alav. If you've got a light which is lit by a goy, and he passes this then on to the next fire, which is a yid holding a candle now. So that candle now can be used for Avdolah. Similarly also the other way around. If you've got a yid who had a flame, and that's passed on to a goy who's holding a candle, and that goy now is holding a flame, you can use that flame now, which is that candle now, which is held by a goy, that you can also use for Avdolah. Yid passing on to a goy, or vice versa, goy passing on to a yid. Either way, on that passing on, because it's like a second generation, if I may use the expression, that now, the exception is, if you've got a goy who passed on a candle to the flame onto another goy, there you can't make a bracha. That you can't make a bracha because it's a goy passing on to a goy. It's a special gzera that we have to assume that a special gzera that you have to assume that maybe it was lit on Shabbos be'issa, and therefore Chachamim said you can't use even a secondary flame, a secondary candle which lit by a goy. Goy to a goy is problematic. Again, yid to goy is fine. Goy to yid is also fine, but goy to goy would be a problem. Meaning that you have it's lit candle, and then it's lit to so if it's a goy to a goy, yeah, you cannot make a bracha.
But who's lit the candle before it's passed?
Goy to goy. The yeah, then it would be a problem. Any other case will be mutter. Yeah.
But then how do you know it hasn't lit it originally for
Avodah Zorah? So if it's, which case are you talking about? Yid to goy or goy to
goy to yid? You said he can use it.
Yeah, because that would be a new flame now. It's considered a new flame.
What, the passing is considered a new flame?
New flame, the fact that he lit, the second person lit a new candle.
It doesn't mean pass the actual candle, you mean pass it and you light the new candle.
Oh, you light the new candle.
And that would be fine. Yeah, that's right. You light
the
second
candle. You're not passing the lit candle.
Correct.
You're lighting a new candle from the lit candle.
Yeah. Okay. Continues the Shulchan Aruch now. Kippur, Yehudi. Now we're talking about Motzium Kippur. Motzium Kippur, Ein Mevarchin Al Ner Shehidlik Yisrael Men Yehudi. When it comes to Motzium Kippur, you've got a goy who has got a candle, and now a yid comes and he takes. And he takes a fire from that candle. You've got a goy who's holding a candle. A yid comes and he lights it. He has a second candle and he takes the fire from the first, from the goy. That you can't make a bracha on. On Motzium Kippur. On Motzium Shabbos you can. That's goy to yid, which is fine. On Motzium Shabbos. But on Motzium Kippur it's a problem. And the Mishtabura explains in Zivkotten, Chav Dalet. Why? Mipnei she'oiro shel ein Yehudi nase b'melocha shehudlik b'yom HaKippurim. And because the goy may have lit this candle on Yom Kippur, ve'avta b'motzei Shabbos m'vorchen al nezeh, and although Motzei Yom Kippur normally make a bracha on such a light, hosam atam, there is a difference from v'vorech al tosefa shel heva, shel heta. Over there, because on Motzei Shabbos, you're adding an extra light, and therefore, it would be mutter, it would be occasionally tosefa l'dat lokas Yisrael, to yid lit now from that fire. It's additional light, additional fire. You can make a bracha on that on Motzei Shabbos. What to say for this? Kimon shenoyled achshav, that secondary light has been born, as it was, been created on secondary on Motzei Shabbos. That's fine. Have le ka'oira yoytzim eitzim avon in Motzei Shabbos. The mutan v'yicholov, it's considered a new light, although it came initially from a goy, but the yid now created a second light from it, and that's fine. Mashen kippe, Motzei Yom Kippur, when it comes to Yom Kippur, it's still a problem. When it comes to Yom Kippur, this special halacha, which we're going to see shortly, why will still be a problem. So we're learning now that there's an exception that if a light comes if a light initially comes from a goy, although it's a yid now who's having a candle on Motzei Yom Kippur, this will remain a problem. More to follow on this. Siv Zayin. Top of page Ayin Dalet. Okay, a new case, which a person now goes out of city, and he enters a new city. A person sees just a normal flame. He sees a candle. You know what? He just sees a fire, a candle, and he has no idea who actually made the fire. Who lit that candle? Where does it come from? Is it from a yid? Is it from a goy? I have no idea. So now, im ruban ein yehudim, if the majority of people living there are goyim, ein vachnerov, you can't make a brach on it, because probably it was lit by a goy. And perhaps even, it was lit for another zohar purpose. So you can't, if you just see a light, a burning candle, and you have no idea who created it, if it's a place that roi, majority are goyim, can't make a brach on it. Im ruban yisrael, but if you happen to be in the area where the majority are yidin, you can make a brach. Even if it's exactly equal, 50% yidin, 50% goyim, you can still make a brach on that. Siv ches, oir hayoytzim eitzim vavonim. Okay. What kind of fire is okay for the brach? Oir, fire, hayoytzim, which emerged, me'etzim from woods, or me'avonim, or from stones, me'vachin alav, you can make a bracha on that. So, fire that has been made, and that was lit, is that the word? Fire that was lit? Yeah, from etzim, from woods, or from stones, you can make a bracha on that. Avol b'motziyom kippah, en me'vachin alav, but newly created fire, on motziyom kippah, which came from stones or woods, you can't make a bracha on that. Why not? What kind of fire are you meant to use in Motzei Yom Kippur? Lit. That's right. It has to be lit before Yom Tov, before Yom Kippur. So that's the key difference. We mentioned now, I think, three times, the distinction between regular Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yom Kippur. Here it is. Here is the key difference. On Motzei Shabbos, what's the reason why we have Motzei Shabbos? Why do we have Berim Reish, the Bracha? Why do we have fire on Motzei Shabbos? To remember Adam HaRishon who created fire on Motzei Shabbos. So similarly also, we are fine to create Be'etzim Avonim, a new, a fresh fire on Motzei Shabbos. That's the whole idea. Make a bracha on that. Not so when it comes to Motzei Yom Kippur. Motzei Yom Kippur is for a very different reason altogether. It's nothing to do with Adam HaRishon. And the reason is, Mishtabu explains in Zivkot Nechovov. When it came to the initial creation of fire, Motzei Shabbos was also the Adam HaRishon al derech zeh, was also created in that way. That he took stones and scrubbed them one with another, so fire came out. This reason does not apply in Motzei Yom Kippur. The first fire didn't emerge. It wasn't created in the Motzei Yom Kippur. The time be a kotzayu, and the reason, the rationale why we make a bracha in Motzei Yom Kippur, because the whole Yom Kippur, we were not allowed to have any benefit from fire. Now it's permitted to have benefit from fire. Therefore, we're having an extra halacha that we need to use fire on Motzei Yom Kippur, sho'oil she'shavas, fire which rested, dehainu, i.e., sho'oil dolog mi bo'yom, which was lit before Yom Kippur already, for shavas, and rested kol Yom Kippurim, the entire Yom Kippur. Sho'oil l'chon l'shtamesh b'vach shavota. That on Motzei Yom Kippur, there's a very unique halacha. On Yom Kippur, we're not allowed to use any fire. Can't cook, can't do anything with fire. And now, the whole Yom Kippur, you can't use any fire. On Motzei Yom Kippur, suddenly, huta, it's permitted. And we acknowledge that, and we make a special bracha for that. That now, on Matzah Yom Kippur, I'm allowed to use fire. But the only fire, it only makes sense if it's a fire that was lit before Yom Kippur and was burning the entire Yom Kippur passively, not doing anything. Now Matzah Yom Kippur, I'm making a bracha on it. So there's a very different background and a very different reason for the bracha on Matzah Yom Kippur than on Matzah Shabbos. Again, Matzah Shabbos, the reason why we're making a bracha is simply because Adam HaRishon created the fire Matzah Shabbos. He used stones, so we can make a fresh fire matzah Shabbos, and we make a bracha on it. That's why we make Barim HaReish on matzah Shabbos. A new fire is totally acceptable. That's the whole idea. Not so when it comes to Matzah Yom Kippur. Matzah Yom Kippur is nothing to do with Adam HaRishon. Nothing to do with the first creation of fire. Rather, the reason why we make a bracha Barim HaReish on matzah Yom Kippur is because the old Shabbos was not allowed to use any fire for any purpose. And now Matzah Yom Kippur, I'm allowed to use the fire, so I'm making a bracha on that. But that only makes sense if you're using a fire, which is not a fresh fire, has to be a fire which was shavas, to acknowledge that and to symbolize that. All Yom Kippur, the fire wasn't used, and now I'm allowed to use it. So it has to be an oyosh that's halach on Matzah Yom Kippur. That it has to be an oyosh shavas, it has to be a fire which rested. A fresh fire, therefore Matzah Yom Kippur, if I'm creating a new fire Matzah Yom Kippur, therefore, you can't, that's right, you can't. So it's very different. It's a bit confusing because it appears to be very similar. You take a fire, make a bracha on it, but really the background and the rationale for them are very different.
Why is that resting fire over Yom Kippur Ma'akev and making the bracha?
Because if it's Eitzim Avonim, then it's not Yosha Shabbos. If you're making a new fire Matzah Yom Kippur, why is it? Because that's the whole idea. The whole idea is that you had a fire which was, like, we were not allowed to use or have benefit from fire, so that can only be symbolized with a fire which was existing and we didn't use.
Confusing, because we're not allowed to create a fire
either. Yeah, so I hear that. Yeah.
Even though you've left
us on whole shops and the kids. Yeah, I hear that. So we have found, that's right, yeah.
Heating.
Yeah, but we're not making a new fire. Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. It's all right. So that's that. And that's really the background of the two brachas, which are identical, but yet very, very different. That's the difference between Matzah Shabbos and Matzah Yom Kippur.
That fire that you left on the whole Kippur is the same fire you're making bracha on now. So it's not.
Yeah, but it's an oyel shel Shabbos. The bracha is on an oyel shel Shabbos. Now Matzah Yom Kippur, I'm allowed to use that fire, which I was not allowed to use. Using fire normally is using fire means for cooking, for making, for... Yeah, but it's symbolized. I hear that in technical reason, you're right, but it's the Oyosh Shabbos represents that I was not allowed to use the fire for cooking. For the real use of a fire, the real usage of a fire normally is for heating up, for cooking. It was not Oyosh Shabbos. I was not allowed to do anything with it. Remember Shabbos? Yeah, it's.
On
Matzah Shabbos? Yeah, you could.
But
it's not because no, you don't have to make a new fire. There's no halacha that it has to be. Shulchan Aruch says you can make, you don't have to make. You say, yeah, that's very nice. That's a very nice. Oh, I'm not sure what the answer is. Yeah, I don't know what the answer is. You ask a big thing to ask that according to this rationale, you'd have to actually make a new fire on Matzah Shabbos. Yeah, he's saying that just as we are makbid on Matzah Yom Kippur, that it has to be Oyosh Shabbos, similarly also we should on Matzah Shabbos, we should dafke be makbid, that it has to be a new fire. I don't know what the answer is, because clearly that's not the case, and I don't know why. Good question. Okay, Shulchan Aruch Seif Yud, Seif Tes, Gecholim, coals, Haboyarois, burning coals, Kolkach, they are so burning those coals, Shilu, if, Machnis kisam benem, would put a bit of toothpick, like a tiny little piece of wood in between them, benem between them. Who need like it would pick up fire, it would start burning. Mevoch nalem, you can make a bracha on those stones. Vehu and nalei shasrim loy, that they are actually making light. So we're learning now that it doesn't actually have to be a fire. If you go to burning hot stones. That if they're so hot, that they're literally those coals, they're basically fire. Because if you'd put a little piece of wood there, or a piece of paper for that matter, you put there, it would catch fire. So even if you don't actually have fire there, if you don't have a flame there, but it would, if you would put a piece of wood there, it would start burning. So that's fine enough. Those stones per se are good enough to make a brach on it, on Bar Moresh. It is fire, yeah. Oh, well, I want to speak about electricity, but I want to wait for a seif later on. I want to speak about electricity. Very good question. Naftali, based on what we learned now, what do you say?
No LED, but regular.
Old-fashioned electricity, according to Naftali, so you should make a brach on that. We'll speak about that. Very good question, yeah. Very good question. If Motzei Yom Kippur is Motzei Shabbos, that's a very interesting discussion in the postgame. The Maisa we use, it's very good Shaila. The Maisa, since you need, it's a very good Shaila. It's extensively discussed in the postgame. The Maisa we use Nesha Shabbos. Good. Now I want to just point something out. The words of the Mishnah Berurah, the last words of the Shulchan Aruch, v'ushasuim le'oyer, these stones need to be made le'oyer, and these are three very, very critical words. It needs to be le'oyer to light. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kotten Chof Zayin, last narrow line, avalim asuim kedei leschamem en b'vachin aleihem. If those stones are not here for light, and for making the room bright, but it's there for heating purpose, you can't make a bracha. As we're going to see in a minute, the whole idea of boire moiro eish, when we make a bracha, chazal v'mesakein, you can only make a bracha on this, is this fire is being made for light. If it's there for heat, you don't make a bracha on it. That's part of the takana and the gzeir of chachamim. It's only for light. If it's for heat, you don't make a bracha on it. It's going to be very interesting because, well, let's get to Sifud Aleph and speak about that. Sifud tells us, Ur shel kivshon, a furnace, a proper fire. Betchilas reifas alevenim, ein mevorchin aleim. If at the very beginning, when it starts burning, real fire, ein mevorchin aleim, you don't make a bracha on it. She'oz eino osu le'oyim, it's not there for light. It's not there for light. It's obviously for heat. And it may do a bit of light, but that's not the main purpose, because the main purpose is clearly for heat. The achashin is, after it started to burn out, oz osu le'oyim, then actually it is normally kept alive for light. Then you can make a bracha. So initially, when you have a whole big fire, it's not there for light. Nobody makes a whole big furnace, a whole big fire, which is it's clearly for heat and not for light, and therefore you don't make a bracha. Later on, when it calms down a bit, then it's there primarily for light, and then you can make a bracha on that. Sifud Aleph. Now this is very nogea to our Avdolah candles. There's a very, very interesting shaila about this. Sifud Aleph. Neir Beis HaKnesses says, if you've got candles in a shul, wax candles in a shul, im yesh shom adam choshev, if there's an important man in shul, a VIP, a very choshev rav, a dain, a gadol, a rosh yeshiva, im yesh shom adam choshev, there's an important man present, mevorach nalav, you can make a bracha on the candles which are in shul. Veim lav, and if there's no important person, en mevorach nalav, you cannot make a bracha on the candles in shul. Why not? If there's an important person, you can make a bracha on the candles. If there's no important person, that's just regular mispalalim, you cannot make a bracha on the candles which are in shul. Why not?
Because if there's an important person, then you'll light extra candles
there. Why can you not make a bracha on the other candles?
There's a common trust that you'll light extra candles.
And what about the other ones?
If there's no important people, you should have the normal candles.
And what's wrong with them? That's right, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kotten Chof Tes. Sif Kotten Chof Tes, Im Yesh Shem Adam Choshuv, Oz Nase Le'oyer. So, if there's an important person, make a bracha on that, says the Mishnah Berurah, oz nase le'oyer, it's meant for light. V'ksha'ein adam choshev, and it is no important person, nase lechvoid ha'shchina. Normal lights, that's not like you said, right? Yeah, it's the other shit is like you said. The normal light is there for kvoid ha'shchina. You can't make a bracha on that, it's for respect. For the respect of the shul, the normal lights of respect, you can't make a bracha on that. It's for covet. To make a shul more presentable, to make a shul that's nothing to do with light. It's the Kvod HaShchina. You can't make a bracha on those candles. However, if there's an important person who shows up in shul, now you want it particularly bright and particularly lit. Now it's Lehoya. You make the extra candles to make it bright and light. And now those extra candles can be used for Havdalah Motzei Shabbos. But the normal ones, you can't, because they're just for respect. Shulchan Aruch, second opinion, V'yesh Oymer B'Hepach, and some say the other way around. And that is, that if you've got the general lights in shul, those are actually there for light. And this opinion holds, they are for light, and therefore you can use them for Abdullah, but the ones that are lit for a respectable person, they are here for his honor, not particularly for light. And since it's not for his honor, you can't use them for Havdalah. That would be the two opinions. Now, having said that, I must ask a very interesting, it's an ironic twist. And it's really, Och Shulchan is the first one to bring this up, but it's a very ironic, but it's beautiful Shaila. So we're learning now that what is the main factor of an Avdala, what light does it need to be? It needs to be to make the lamp. Now, our candles that we're using nowadays, when you are lighting an Avdala candle, it's not Lehoya. It's really not Lehoya. And I'm not this, pardon?
It's Kailu, the Bechina of Shchina.
Yeah.
Traditional purposes.
Yeah, exactly, we're doing it for traditional purposes. It's really ironic, really. But our rooms are very well lit and upright. So the question is, hold on a second. If we're learning that you can only use and make a bracha on a candle which is lahoyer to make the room bright, so excuse me, our candles generally, we don't need them for the light. And therefore, how can you make a bracha on it? Isn't that a beautiful question? Based on Shulchan Aruch here, very good. So this clearly is why many people are makpid and are careful to switch the lights off. 100%. And that's why it's probably a universal minhag or nearly universal minhag to switch the lights off, because then clearly the candles that you've got is now clearly lower. He's making the room very bright. But the katankas, lights go off. Right. Because then it's clearly lehoya, and therefore you can clearly make a bracha. But what about those who don't switch the lights off? Will this be a problem or not? It's hard to say that they're all making a bracha levatola. It's hard to say.
We do it for Shabbos candles. We don't turn it for Shabbos candles.
Right.
So why not Hills?
Right. Very good. Very nice. So Shlomo Zalman and Mr. Berlin and other poskim want to suggest that although it's true that it's a very sharp point, he said that maybe they don't add so much light, but the reason why you're doing it is for Havdalah, which that itself is in order to create more light. So there is an element of, it is still a Hoya. The background of it is still a Hoya. It's true. You may not be so conscious of it, but at the end of the day, what you're really trying to do, whether you know about it or not, is that you're trying to light the room even more. You're not doing it for covet. You're not doing it for Kvod HaShchina. You're not doing, really, if you know about it, you may not be consciously aware of it. But really what the background of the Avdala is, you're creating more light. And that's what this is, Tosefes Ora happening. At the end of the day, there is a bit of more light, and therefore you make a bracha on that. It's a bit dodgy, or you okay with it? You okay with it? Okay. You find it makes more sense to turn the lights off? Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a good point. I think even Shlomo Zalman said that there's a swallow that Medina wants you to try to be makpid to switch the lights off. Okay, and finally, if there's a shamash that eats in shul, you can either make a bracha. If the shamash eats in shul, you can make a bracha because you're adding light with the Avdala candle, and therefore that would be somebody's eating, you're giving a bit of extra light, and therefore you can make a bracha on that according to all opinions. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we covered tonight the halachas of more halachas on Hadlokas Neiros. We spoke about the fact that it can't be a fire which is lit by a goy, even on Motzei Shabbos. We learned that there's a big distinction between the bracha Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yom Kippur. We explained the reasons behind it. We said that the stones which are burning hot, they are acceptable. as long as it's been made for light. And we spoke extensively about the purpose that it has to be for lighting purpose. And if it's not for covet, for respect, then the halacha is you can't use it for havdalah. Good evening.